Ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, welcome to the first episode of the Pitch and Pros podcast. I'm your co-host, Stephon Jones, and to introduce this amazing man next to me, I got some bars for y'all. And I'm going to say before he says it, this is my second take, so bear with me. He went from flying high as an eagle to lurking his prey as a gator. Sending long ball passes to people is a true co-captain behavior. His last name is Wolf, so you know he leads the pack. Left, right, or center, he's always got your back. All academic honors at SF State, and he's still a student of the game. Head trainer at Golden Boot, and he don't do it for the fame. Some call him Smiley because of his heartwarming grin. So without further ado, please welcome my brother, Justin. What's going on, bro?
What's up, bro?
My guy. How you doing today, big dog?
I'm amazing. We got this going, finally.
I know, bro. I know.
Been a long time coming, but we're making it happen. So yes, sir. I think, you know, we're excited. Hopefully you guys are all excited. What an intro.
Appreciate it.
I didn't expect that. You know, it was very, very kind words, and I really appreciate it. You know, a lot of people are gonna be like, wow, like, he's got a lot to say about him, but hey, it's bars. It's all love, and yeah, that's it means a lot. I appreciate it.
Of course, bro. And I wanted to do this right for you because you've got quite the resume. Before I talk about myself, you know, and before we get into this show and this production and what it's gonna be and how it came about, I really just want to take a second to really highlight all the incredible things you've accomplished, not just as an athlete, but as a student, as a leader. So bear with us because it's quite the resume. So
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see about that.
So I don't know if you caught it in my bars, but he's played left back, right back, center back for soccer. Got his Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology with a minor in Business Management at SF State. He was the treasurer of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee for NCAA at SF State as well, which big deal, huge deal. And he's the head private trainer of the San Francisco and Burlingame area at Golden Boot Academy. Let's see, what else we got here? Former assistant strength and conditioning coach at Copa Soccer Training Center.
And you went deep into the archives, yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, I do my research, okay? And he's currently finishing up his master's in sports management at Newberry College, and he just wrapped up his season with them as well. And he's... for his SF State seasons, credible resume, like I said. So academic honoree for CCA in fall 2022, CSC academic all-district 2022-2023, all-academic award honoree, and I'm not even close to being done. D2 ADA academic achievement award, okay? And he played all 17 games with 4 starts, all right? All 17 games.
2022, yeah, yeah.
Yep. 2021, played all 18 games, 17 starts. Now, real quick, incredible that you played all games. Iron Man.
Hey, it was a lot, no doubt about it. I think in terms of, you know, college overall, especially with how seasons go, it's grinding, especially like in terms of the CCAA as well. A lot of people may not know, but CCAA, especially the conference here in California, the D2 conference, it's Friday, Sunday games. So you're getting one day off in between games. So it's pretty brutal, but you have to just take care of yourself. And I know my last season wasn't as many games started, but still decent minutes. But I, like you were talking about with 2021, a lot more games played, a lot more minutes played. So yeah, it definitely gets to you eventually, but in that moment you just kind of stick with it.
I'm glad you touched on the difficulty of it too, because you had some good stats to accompany that difficulty. You had 6 assists, you led second most on the team. Okay. And you were also, again, academic honor roll, co-captain, which is a huge deal. Like, you've been an incredible leader and an incredible captain on and off the pitch your entire life. And so it's great to just see all this here. And there's so much more that I could go through. I could go through the whole high school resume and all that. But I think everybody at this point can see how much the game means to you and how great you are at it. And I'm so glad to call you my brother, my friend, my co-host. And man, bro, it's just an incredible resume. I learned so much about you just even doing the research for this. And is there anything outside of your student athlete resume that you want to share with the people?
I mean you touched on it really, really well. I think that it's a lot of who I am. And like you said, not just the student athlete, but just me as a person in terms of, you know, determined, hungry, wanting more. And, you know, even through highs and lows, just trying to stay positive. And like you mentioned. People call me Smiley because, I mean, that's all I really do is I try to shed positive light to everybody and
look
just
this smile,
and just smile as things go on, no matter what happens. But I mean, yeah, you touched on a lot of it. So there's nothing much I can really say. But no, this guy is for real, my brother. And it's an honor to be here with you. And I'm excited to get this journey started for sure. Because I know, like we've been talking about, it's been a process.
Definitely.
It's been a process. But I know that we both have a lot of high hopes and a lot of dreams in terms of what we see this doing. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for you and if it wasn't appreciate for Jeremy that. Behind the camera right there. So
I yeah,
think it is going to be big. And yeah, yeah, that's a
yeah, point. major shout out to Jeremy Youssef, our producer. And he's I told him this the other day, he's the heart and soul of this show. He's an incredible creative 100%. And he just has such an innate knowledge for visual arts and the automotive industry. And he's an incredible brother and friend to us as well. And a huge part of us being able to do this. And before we get into the show and what it's going to be and how it came about, just to give myself a brief summary.
Absolutely.
So I currently work for a company called Learfield. I work at the St. Mary's Sports Property for Learfield in their multimedia rights division. And I help with the fulfillment and activation of all their corporate partnerships. And my title there is the Partnership Services Coordinator. And before I came into this role, I'll kind of just go reverse chronology. Mm. Before I came into this role, I was working as the athlete partnerships coordinator at a basketball media company called Ball's Life. Some of you may be familiar with it if you're really into basketball. I know not everybody is totally familiar with it. Great opportunity there. I was there for 2 years. I started as an intern my junior year of undergraduate school at the University of California, Irvine. And it was a great opportunity. I learned a lot about the full sales cycle. I really enjoyed being able to learn from the different people that worked in the different departments there and working with the influencer athletes there and being present at the events that Ball's Life hosted. It was a great learning experience. And I'm very grateful for the achievements I had there as well. And before I started working at Ball's Life and during my undergraduate years at UCI, I worked in the UC Athletics Marketing Department as an intern. I had great leaders in Cole Critchfield and Derek Blaylock there. And it was super great experience working with them and my cohort of interns. And while I was doing that and before I joined Ball's Life, I was also working as a sports staff writer for the New University, which is UCI school newspaper. And at UCI, I was majoring in literary journalism. I had made the jump after I got accepted into UCI under business economics. Not much of a math guy. I love economic concepts, but math just is not my forte.
The most fun subject. It's all right.
Yeah, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
And so I ended up just really sticking with literary journalism because I've always loved writing. Humble brag, but my senior year of high school at Clayton Valley with my two brothers over here, I was very fortunate enough to receive the English Academic Department Award, which meant a lot.
This guy, when I tell you he can write, he can write. The reason why we're in this position, we're so close is because we literally had English class together too, which is crazy. Freshman year English class. And even, you know, I could tell junior year when we had AP English, like this guy loved writing, and you could just hear it in terms of everything he talked about, whether it was school, whether it was sports, whether it was anything he was passionate about. He was just like, he was all about it. And you could, like I said, you could see it in all your writing.
I've seen
it since day one. I'm like, dang, this guy, he's got it. So yeah, you can definitely see why he's so tuned into that aspect of journalism. So he's doing a hell of a job.
I appreciate that, bro. It means a lot. And yeah, I'm sure there's a whole laundry list of other things I can mention that he can mention as well. Cause we're both very humble people, but we've done a lot at our age. And so we're very proud of that. But you know, to really kick things off, let's start talking about this podcast and how it came about. And you know, I want to ask you, cause I remember, I can't remember the year specifically, but I remember we were at your house. We had just finished up a workout. And we were talking about just sort of like aspirations as it pertains to sports and like personal hobbies and things like that. And you had told me about your interest and some of like kind of early workings of that you were doing with a podcast with another teammate and friend of yours. So tell us and tell our friends, fans, and family at home, how did you get into the space of wanting to create a podcast?
I mean, I remember this actually very vividly. It was, I believe, 2020, because this was during COVID.
Right.
So this was like when everything was starting to open up. Yeah, we started doing workouts in my garage at home. It was us, some of the, our other boys. Yeah, we were getting workouts in, but a big reason why I kind of wanted to get into podcasting and just something like this in general, or in terms of like, you know, social media, or just in terms of getting myself out there and like some, like I said, in something in this sense, was because as a kid, I actually wanted to be a commentator. It was something that I envisioned for myself, which was, you know, play professionally and then either get into coaching or commentating, because I loved learning about players, especially. I loved understanding their background. I loved understanding, you know, seeing how they like rose the ranks of professional soccer, how they ended up becoming like top players. Because my something my parents would always tell me was like, oh, you're like an encyclopedia of players. I'm like,
I love that.
And it's just because I was just like studying like everybody, because I just wanted to learn and I was like all about it. And so that's why I kind of wanted to get into commentating. You know, this is definitely a new thing for me to speak in front of camera. There's no doubt, like, I did it in middle school when we had, like, you know, the morning, like, when we were talking in the morning, stuff like that. But, I mean, it still wasn't always something I was very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do something like this now kind of allows that avenue to open up in a way. And so that's something that I wanted to get into with podcasting, was like, okay, yeah, get comfortable in front of camera, being able to, you know, be okay with, you know, one, making mistakes. Because there's no doubt about it. Like I said, it's my first time. We'll see how it goes.
Of course.
But yeah, just understanding that path and wanting to get on that path in a way. And yeah, and going back to, you know, talking about some of my teammates and some of my boys, they had a podcast that they started during COVID as well. And they were kind of tapping into that about learning about players, seeing their background, looking at different levels of like US soccer and talking with those players. So that's another reason why I kind of was like, okay, that'd be cool. I looked at starting a YouTube channel. I had a video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's in the archives. It's on a GoPro somewhere. And that was during COVID as well.
Gotcha.
But that was something, you know, I looked at doing as well. And because I was like, yeah, man, that'd be cool to kind of get into the social media game and understand those aspects and everything. But yeah, I think that's kind of what really inspired me to do it. And I know when we talked about it, you really were like, oh, that would be sick. And that's when we kind of like tuned in together, like this could be something for sure. So yeah.
Yeah. And what's awesome too, is we're in a time, obviously the podcast space is very saturated now. Like everybody and their mama got a podcast, it feels like these days. Right. But
yeah,
what's beautiful about it though, is that it's giving athletes like yourself an opportunity to share your insights, share your knowledge of the game. Mm. Like I mentioned earlier, he's a private trainer with Golden Boot Academy, and he has had such a profound impact with his clients already. I was speaking with one of the parents before or after one of the sessions that he was training. And I believe it was Ava. I was talking to Ava's dad and
Aviana.
Yeah. Aviana. I was talking to Aviana's dad, and he had mentioned that before training with Justin, she had only maybe about 3 goals on the season.
Yeah.
The season following, 14 goals. Like, can we talk about that? That's more than I can't do math. That's more than 4 times. It's more than 4 times the amount of goals. Okay. Like, that's a huge deal. And obviously not all of it is attributed to Justin, but a huge part of that is. And like you said, you know, when you told me about the podcast that you're working on with your friends earlier on, you'd always had that attitude of really wanting your own, and wanting like equity and ownership in your own thing and starting your own thing. And I remember you, myself, and Jeremy, we all had a conversation at IHOP, and this was maybe was it December of 2021? I know it was wintertime. I can't remember the year exactly.
It was, I believe. Yes. Cause it was either December 2021 or January 2022.
It was around that time.
And
we were talking about, starting this project together. So obviously this has been almost years in the making. And we've been patient about it because one, life just caught up to us. Like, we've all been going through our own things, both career wise, personally. But also we wanted to make sure that we started this off right. Like, you know, we're at the ground up, we're still building things out, and you know, we're recording this in a living room right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully as we continue to build this, we can have our own set and really up our level of production. And to get into a little bit of like why I wanted to do this with you guys, because one, I love the energy and the passion that my brother behind the camera has for creating. Like, he's sincerely one of the best to ever do this, to ever be behind a camera. And I'm really appreciative of all that hard work that he puts in. And also, this man right next to me, the leader that he is and the knowledge that he has for the game. And truly, I told this to him a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people in the wake of Kobe's passing want to try to act like they employ the Mamba mentality. I shit you not, excuse my language, nobody does it better than this man right here. Like, he genuinely lives by that. And he wakes up every day and he puts in the work. He hustles, he grinds, he fights through every type of adversity that you can think of. And it's inspiring to myself. I'm sure it's inspiring to Jeremy. And I know it's inspiring to your parents and your family. And for me as a journalist, I love being a storyteller. I want to be able to use this as an opportunity to tell your story, to tell my own story, to tell Jeremy's story, and to tell the story of the guests that we plan on bringing on.
Yeah.
And that leads us into talking about this title. So it's called Pitch and Pros, and it's a quadruple entendre. And I remember I was texting you one night back when I was still living at my apartment in Irvine.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, bro, like, I'm trying to figure out a name for this.
We were figuring out a long time. We're like, what can we call it?
Yeah.
What can we call it?
Yeah. And you know, it's a big deal because your brand name is a huge part of your image. And I remember the ChatGPT was pretty fresh at the time when we were still talking about this.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like not even a thing yet. That's crazy.
Early on. And so I was just messing around with that and just trying to kind of like, oh, like, what's the name for a podcast about this? And so I didn't really get any sort of inspiration from that. And then it kind of just popped into my head like, oh, like Pitch and Pros. And the pitch part, it signifies the soccer pitch, soccer field. And then also an editorial pitch as a journalist. You have to make a pitch to your editors of the story that you want to write and that you want to publish. And then the pros part is for pros as in professionals and pros as in writing pros, like the structure of a body of a writing. And I just felt that it not only sounded great, but it's also just a perfect blend of who we are as individuals. And I'll let you talk about, you know, what we envision with this and where we tend to want to go with it.
I mean, I think we both can agree that there's big things we want to do out of this. I think, like you said, being able to storytell for both of us, whoever we bring on is huge. I think since we both have different backgrounds, this is what makes this exciting for us as well, is because we both are learning so much about different avenues and different ideas. And then even with Jeremy as well, right? Going through that structure, that avenue is going to be something that we'll definitely enjoy, especially when we talk to several people that, you know, we may have never thought we would actually get to like interview or talk to. So I think, you know, it'll be something that can kind of show that, you know, we're all human. I think that's the biggest thing, showing that we're all human. We're all able to do things through our own free will, in a sense. Like, we have the strength, we have the courage, we have the knowledge to create our own story. And how can we put that out there for everybody to see and understand? Because that's what we really want to do. And I think both of us are all about that. And
1,000%.
I think we all bounce so many ideas off each other and learn so much every day with each other, that I think being able to showcase that to the public and to the rest of the world is just going to be something that we're excited about. And we really want everyone to understand that, look, this is what we got. This is what we got. But this is for you guys to learn and understand that we're people.
Yeah.
We're human, but so is everyone else that you may not think has that same background. You're like, oh, you might get some ideas from one of us, or you might get some ideas from someone else we bring on. You're like, oh, wow. I would have never thought they've been through that, or they've had that upbringing. So it's something to really enlighten that and really focus on it. And I think that's something we both, all three of us, really see with this, for sure.
Yeah. And another huge component of it too is, this is a resource for you as the listener and as the viewer. We want to be able to provide tangible resources for those of you who are really interested in breaking into the sports, music, and entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And the reason I specify tangible is because a lot of times when you listen to interviews or keynote speakings or podcasts, the people who are at the top, a lot of them will say very cliche, stereotypical things like, oh, you know, I worked hard, I grinded, I networked, I did all this. And those are all very crucial things to success. But a lot of people want to know, what certifications did you get? What degree did you major in? What jobs did you take on? What actual skills did you acquire to get to where you are? And that's where I think you as a trainer and as an athlete can provide immense insight and knowledge for these people, because I see it on the daily with your clients that you train with. You are so meticulous about their craft and about your own craft, and that's what has made Aviana better. That's what's made Derek better. And quick side note, I'll let you go ahead and break this news if we can.
We'll see about it later on. Whenever it starts to get out there more and more, but one of the kids has made a big jump. That's what I'll say, and it's awesome to hear for him. And you'll probably see about it more on my social media page, social media pages. So yeah, it's big news for sure, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Yeah, my point in bringing up all these kids is just that those are the things that really benefit them, is those tangible experiences, those tangible pieces of knowledge, and really being able to figure that out. And also we're open to feedback. We want to know what you guys want to watch and listen to. We want to know who you want to hear from. And we're just getting started. We have our own ideas and things that we want to implement. But this is where we want to take it. And we appreciate all of you guys coming along for the ride. And as we continue to grow this and expand our content efforts and the resources that we provide just outside of the show itself, you know, we want to continue to hear what can best serve you, because ultimately there's so many guys who just pick up a mic and you know, shoot the shit and talk about all this stuff, but if they're not providing real value, what's the point, right? And so, you know, to close things out, you know, what do you really look forward to with this show on a personal level? We've addressed the audience and wanting to serve them, but for you, Justin, as the athlete and just as the individual you are, what are you looking forward to with this?
First, I kind of want to touch on how you're talking about with everyone just wanting to start a podcast. We talk about, you see it through comments, let's start a podcast. Hey, let's do it, guys. Yeah. That's what a lot of people say. But in terms of, you know, personal level, you know, I just really want to tap into how, you know, other athletes have different mindsets. I really want this to be something to showcase, like I was talking about earlier, how there are, people take different avenues.
Yeah.
People do. And we see it so many times of look at athletes, like, look, we have a D1 athlete going to MLS. But then we also have D2 athletes or NAIA and like JC athletes taking the MLS route, or maybe they're going to a lower league.
Mm-hmm.
They might go overseas. So just kind of seeing if we can tap into different people, different athletes, being able to showcase that to everybody. And I think for myself on a personal level as well, being able to learn from them kind of will allow me to expand that knowledge to not only myself, so I can be like, okay, this is a route I can take,
right,
but also for my kids. Because I think that's something that I, especially as of recently, really, really want more of, is being able to help these kids get to where they want to be. Because it has brought me so much love and joy to see their development and see how big of steps they're taking each and every single day. So, you know, being able to be like, hey, check this out, or listen to what this person is saying, be like, oh, that's a good idea. And not even just like in terms of soccer, but even people you know.
Yeah.
People Jeremy knows. So it's like, that's kind of the biggest thing I want to take from it, is being like, look, this is someone we talk to, this is someone I know, or this is what we've been through. Come listen to it, come check it out, and really just understand that we're telling all of this because it's easy. It's hard to really understand people, but being able to express it is something that we can really enjoy and do, and I think that's something I'm looking forward to.
That's a beautiful thing, and I share a lot of those sentiments, and I think for me, being able to see our growth as athlete, as journalist, as visual artist, as content creators now, because that's the space that we're really entering. Yeah, it's crazy. I know, right? It's wild to say.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see where we take this, because I just have such vivid passions and foresight of and manifestations of where we can take this.
Absolutely.
And it really excites me. And we just really wanted to introduce ourselves and the show and what we plan to do with it. And we will be publishing our episodes on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with our social content as we start to roll that out, be sure to follow us on Instagram. It'll be at Pitch and Pros. You can follow Justin. You want to go ahead and give your app?
Yeah, my Instagram is JustinWolf06. So if you want to check out my own content with in terms of coaching, playing, a lot of that's on there. It's mostly soccer, mostly family. So yeah, if you want to tap into that, and yours as well, for sure.
Yeah, and it's Wolf with an E, by the way, for those of you who are new to us.
It'll be on the screen as well.
So yeah, yeah.
We'll make sure.
We're going to force Jeremy to edit the shit on the screen. Yeah. Yes. He's wincing behind the camera right now because he knows it's going to be short. And if you want to follow me and keep up with my journalism and the stories that I share as well, you can follow me on Instagram as well, at Stefan C. Jones. That's Stefan C. Jones. And yeah, we're really looking forward to putting out more episodes and rolling out content and really making this something special for you guys and for ourselves.
Yeah, I think we're both extremely, extremely excited. And we didn't mention in the beginning, but we definitely did try this already. But hopefully you guys are just as excited as we are. So looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, and so thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
See you guys soon.
Peace.